Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board undergoes change as longtime member departs. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Charlie Anderson, a longtime resident of Gillette, has stepped down from the library board after 6 years of service, having completed two terms and ineligible for a third. During his tenure, he focused on protecting the First Amendment and advancing the library's mission, though he expresses concerns about its future direction. The Gillette News Record reported, appointed in 2018 after retiring as city attorney, Anderson initially experienced a calm 3 years on the board. However, tensions escalated in July of 2021 when a Facebook post promoting the library's LGBTQ collection sparked controversy. This led to protests and numerous book challenges from a politically motivated religious group accusing the library staff of sexually indoctrinating children. The board's composition changed over time as members resigned or chose not to reapply, and new appointees with different ideologies joined. Anderson believes the commissioners began selecting board members based on their political views, affecting the library's direction. The board has made several controversial changes, including severing ties with the American Library Association and altering collection policies. Anderson often found himself on the losing side of the decisions, but continued to advocate for what he said was adherence to the law and proper procedures. Despite opposing views, his contributions were respected by other board members. Sage Bear, another board member, acknowledged Anderson's insights on policy and unintended consequences, which often delayed decisions for further consideration. Anderson's departure signals a change for the board, with Sherilyn likewise appointed as his successor. Commission Chair Del Shellstead expressed confidence in the library's future at a recent board meeting, noting a cultural shift within the institution. However, Sorensen raised concerns about the board's focus on policy over operational needs. Governor Gordon applauds U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Chevron. Governor Mark Gordon expressed his approval of the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision to reverse the Chevron doctrine, describing it as a significant victory for common sense regulatory reform. In his statement, the governor highlights the importance of this decision in curbing the power of federal agencies. Governor Gordon stated, for years, unelected bureaucrats running federal agencies in Washington, D.C. have used deference as an excuse to target certain industries based on politics. Wyoming has experienced that firsthand. Limiting their power to overreach is cause for celebration, and this ruling begins that process. Governor Gordon emphasized the court's decision prevents federal agencies from unilaterally expanding their authority beyond the explicit language of the law, thereby protecting states from politically motivated regulatory attacks. Attorney General Bridget Hill played a crucial role in the legal development by filing an amicus brief on behalf of Wyoming in the Looper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo case in July of 2023. The brief highlighted the disproportionate increase in federal regulations compared to laws enacted by Congress, noting a staggering 26-to-1 ratio. Governor Gordon also added this decision ensures the agencies can no longer unilaterally expand their authority beyond the letter of the law. It rejects the strategy of attacking a state's industries through rules and regulations like those advanced by the Biden administration. Governor Gordon's response underscores the broader impact of the Supreme Court's ruling on states' rights and regulatory practices across the nation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.